Lantern Audio presents The Science of Getting Rich for Women, written by Sarah Cannell, narrated by Sarah Cannell, Linda Henning, Sonia Simmons, Brittany Wilkerson, Candace Joyce, and Rasha Goel.
The science of getting rich for women is not a passive experience. I want to ensure not only do you have access to every strategy, idea, practice, and tool in this book, but that you are able to easily implement what you learn here and use it to swiftly create more wealth, riches, abundance, joy, and success in your life. You can access our interactive Science of Getting Rich for Women portal to download your workbook and make it easy to do the exercises. Watch the video sequences and follow the guided exercises to the key strategies and tools. Access bonus resources that add to the stories and strategies in the book, and watch interviews with the amazing women who started from nothing and became millionaires. Access everything from The Science of Getting Rich for Women at www.thescienceofgettingrichforwomen.com. You can also join our community for the next Science of Getting Rich for Women Abundance Accelerator, or talk directly to one of our success coaches to help you implement what you're learning. You're going to break through that next glass ceiling. We've got you. Request a session at our website, thescienceofgettingrichforwomen.com. Introduction. The day I signed up with my first business coach, she sent me a copy of The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. The second business coach I worked with 2 years later, also a woman, recommended the same book. Wallace wrote the book in 1910, and in the personal growth space, it is considered a seminal text to improve one's money mindset and create wealth. At that time, my money mindset had me stuck earning $20,000 a year as a writer and coach, so all recommendations were welcome. The premise of Wattles' The Science of Getting Rich is that regardless of geography, background, education, talent, intellect, or physical strength, every individual is capable of creating great financial abundance, wealth, prosperity, and more. And that is, in fact, each person's responsibility to do so. What a wonderful premise. I agree completely. Yet for its thrilling claim, Wallace was also a white man writing in the early 20th century, and the tone of the book reflects its time. Rhonda Byrne, the founder of the film and book The Secret, credits Wallace's book as the change agent for her meteoric rise from struggling filmmaker to being named Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People of the Year. Rhonda tells people to whom she recommends Wallace's book, "Remember, it was written 100 years ago. Some of the language is dated." While I agree with Wallace's metaphysical teachings, the book's tone is rigid and straight-up masculine. Over and again, the reader is told, "You must." Readers must wade through a sea of he pronouns. A man must, a man knows, a man's highest happiness is. While the book is useful and worth of reading for any student of metaphysics and using the mind to create wealth, I longed for the women leaders in my life to refer another type of book. A book on creating abundance and wealth that was both powerful and feminine. A book that spoke directly to the female experience of abundance creation. Toni Morrison says, if you don't see the book you wish to read in the bookstore, you must write it yourself. I needed less imperious you musts and more intuitive, soulful ways of showing, with specific strategies that would support me in unburdening the generations of oppression, suppression, and squelching of female power. The Science of Getting Rich for Women is the book I wish my coaches had recommended. There's already a superb abundance of books written by women for women. I've loved and learned much from Jen Sincero's You Are a Badass at Making Money, Rachel Rogers' We Should All Be Millionaires, and Amanda Francis's Rich AF, just in the last year. So why should I write another book on women and financial prosperity? After decades of unconscious replaying patterns of lack, unworthiness, under-earning, undervaluing myself, moving from struggling to make $20,000 a year as a writer and coach to making $1 million in a year as a writer and coach did not happen in a day, or by reading one book. It took a full life
Sample complete. Ready to continue?